Two people have been arrested for the firing at actor Salman Khan's residence at the Galaxy Apartments in Mumbai. The police there have now said that the shooters have been arrested from Gujarat's Bhuj. They hail from Bihar, and more policemen have been added to Salman Khan's security. Prime Minister Modi's big interview ahead of the Lok Sabha poll, saying that one nation, one election is our commitment. The Prime Minister's all-out attack as far as the opposition is concerned, refuting the charges of the opposition of misusing the central agencies. The battle for Kerala's Thrissur seat is going to witness a spirited three-way contest. Who will win Kerala's cultural capital is the big question. Another stabbing incident being reported from Sydney, this time in a church where the bishop has also been attacked. Well, there was a lot of anger amongst the people, and the teenager behind this stabbing incident was detained inside the church for his own safety. Historic Trump Harsh Ramani trial has begun, and the court was adjourned after the first day of Trump's trial. No juror has been selected on day one of the trial. And Donald Trump has been accused of falsifying records. He's gone on to say that he has a problem with the judge. The Supreme Court today will be hearing the series of petitions requesting a cross-verification as far as the voters cast. This is with the voter verifiable paper audit trail, which is the VVPAT slips. The VVPAT serves as an independent voter verification system, allowing voters to confirm if their vote was recorded accurately. It generates a paper slip visible to the voter, kept sealed for potential dispute resolution. Switching tracks to Mumbai now, and the crime branch there has arrested two accused for the alleged involvement in the firing incident outside actor Salman Khan's residence in Bandra West. The Mumbai police has confirmed that the two accused were caught in Gujarat on Monday night. Both the accused, who fled from Mumbai after the firing that took place at 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, have been arrested from Bhuj, is what the police had to say. They're saying that both the shooters hail from Champaran district as far as Bihar is concerned, and now more police protection has been added as far as that cover of security is concerned for the actor. Do remember, since November of 2022, Salman Khan's security level had been elevated to Y+ due to the threats that were being made from gangsters Lawrence Bishnoi and Goldie Barat. Now, Salman Khan has been authorized to carry a personalized weapon, as well as he's acquired a new armored vehicle also for his protection. Moving on to more news now, and the Prime Minister is addressing a rally in Bihar's Gaya, the polling that is going to be taking place in the first phase on the 19th of this month, just days from now. And it's ex-Bihar Chief Minister Manji, who is the NDA candidate from Gaya. Now, Manji has lost from Gaya in the last three previous attempts. So, Prime Minister Modi's election campaign that will be taking place in Bihar in an hour's time from now. Now, the four Lok Sabha constituencies, as far as the state is concerned, includes Gaya as well as Jamoi and also Aurangabad, that will go to polls in the first phase on the 19th. We are expecting the Prime Minister to be campaigning there at 10 o'clock this morning. Switching tracks to Kerala now, and it's a three-cornered contest when it comes to Thrissur, as the BJP, the Congress and the left field their candidates. We're talking about Suresh Gopi from the BJP, K. Muralidharan from the Congress and Sunil Kumar from the LDP. Now, as India heads towards the first phase of polling for the 18th Lok Sabha, it's both a privilege and a duty to vote. Unfortunately, urban areas often see low voter turnout, including among office goers. NDTV, with the support of prominent corporate citizens, is launching a campaign to urge voters to cast their ballots. Our Pledge to Vote campaign aims to boost voter participation in this grand democratic exercise. So go to our site, ndtv.com/pledge to vote, and take the pledge. Don't forget to share your pledge on social media. Let's get you news coming in from Karnataka. Based on a tip-off, the IT and police officials raided the home of Ningappa Jathar at a village in Karnataka's Hubli, and 2.2 crore rupees has been seized last evening, and further investigation is underway. We're talking about Hubli and Dharawad that is set to witness the fight between BJP's Pralad Joshi and Lingayat Seer Fakir Dingaleshwar. Now, on Sunday, over 1 crore of cash was seized in Bengaluru, and we're talking about in the run-up to elections, 2.2 crores that has now been seized from that village in the Hubli district of Karnataka.